Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you, whether you got, regardless of what's on your mind, whether it's a challenge or an opportunity, we got something you can read or listen to there. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and take our poll question. We have every week we ask one simple little question, and you got two or three or four answer options. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, Professor of Economics at Temple University. Bill, we're talking about your Small Business Optimism Index that seems to be, in the last few years, seems to be more like, as you said earlier, a depression index. But there's a little bit of good news in the hiring front. Tell us about that.
Well, we did see some good numbers there finally. Actually, for the last 3 months, we've had more firms reporting that they're hiring people than getting rid of them. So the firms, on average, have added workers, and that's shown up in the macro numbers. Although the last numbers we got were not as exciting, suggested it was tapering off. We do have some disagreement with the BLS, with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They said there were over 50,000 new jobs in retailing, and our retailers, and we have lots of them in the sample, we had 2,000 firms, you know, told us that they reduced employment an average of one-tenth of a worker per firm. So there's a real, I don't know where they got those numbers, but they revised them a lot, so we'll have to see if that held up. So you know, so the employment numbers are kind of hanging in, but they're still not at surgingly growth levels, so we're trying to get those 7 million people back to work. This isn't going to get the job done, but at least we haven't gone negative on it. That's
right.
Good.
You know, Bill, halfway through our poll this week, which is the question on our website is, what is the likelihood that you will hire at least one person this year? The people who said we will definitely be hiring this year is almost half so far.
That's good.
And so even though I'm in our numbers are not going to be your numbers, but they are, they seem to be tracking, at least in other words, our arrows are moving in the same direction.
And, they're tricky questions to ask because, of course, even at the worst of times, you know, over 40% of our sample was always trying to hire. The question really is, though, when you finish hiring and firing, or having people leave or whatever, do you have more people working for you? Which is the question that we ask. That's the job creation question. Mm-hmm. And we do, you know, hire, you know, 5 million people, and then usually we fire 4 million people. And kind of. So what's happened so far is that the firing has really slowed down. But the hiring has been kind of steady, and it just isn't at a strong enough pace.
Right. Let's move over and talk about inflation. Because this is one of those stealth things that, you know, the basic inflation number is not high, but when you add in energy and food, which the Fed doesn't like to use in their calculation, the Treasury Department, I guess, it really shows pretty high inflation, doesn't it?
It does, you know, and not only that, not only high, but rising, which we don't like. Either. So in terms of our numbers, we had 25 months in a row where more of our owners said that they had cut their selling prices, trying to get rid of all that inventory and stuff that was left over when the recession started. So we had more cutting prices than raising. That turned around in February. We had a net plus 5 raising prices, then plus 9 in March, and then plus 12 in April. And we even have 5% of the owners out there raising prices by more than 10%. Now, that's an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see it just picking up, ramping up really pretty quickly here.
But what I'm more worried about are the people who are everybody is feeling inflationary pressures on their expenses and cost of goods sold, Bill. But But not everybody can raise their prices, and those are the people I'm worried about, the small businesses who can't raise their prices because of competitive pressure, and they're just trying to not to lose any sales. I'm worried about those folks.
Yeah, it's always tough out there. It's always kind of an interesting thing to say that, you know, the firms that are raising prices, of course, are very happy, but the Fed's unhappy because it is going to, it is actually already feeding into our measures of headline inflation and core inflation, both. Mm-hmm. So it presents a dilemma for the Fed in that sense.
I've been invoking the dreaded S word, stagflation, for about a year now. I've been warning for over a year at least. I've been warning the other economists on the show, Bob McTeer and others. And Bob just completely disagreed with me a while back. He did not think we were anywhere close to stagflation, but I'm still concerned about it. What do you think?
I'd say we have it already. When you've got, you know, when you've got headline rates, you know, running 3% and 4%, and rising, and the core rate even rising now is at a fairly fast pace. Well, you have 9% unemployment. I mean, what else could you call it?
Tell the audience what the definition of stagflation.
Well, stagflation is a period of time that through which we have very slow growth, That's the stagnation part, and that's what we are certainly experiencing. While you have inflation at the same time, so prices continue to rise, even though, you know, you don't have people pushing the prices up because of strong demand. So you don't have strong demand, but cost pressures continue to push prices up. So the stagflation is that kind of a period, and certainly right now our numbers look that way.
And another indicator of a soft economy is the fact that small businesses are not seeking credit as much.
Absolutely.
They're very, very low demand for loans from banks. That's so folks, you know, we don't like to report this information, but it is information that we all need to be, we need to know if it's our reality. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.